Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 20th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Twitter have created a standards initiative called the Data Transfer Project for transferring data directly between services without the need for you to download your data and then re-upload it. Data is encrypted in transit, issuing forward secret keys, and the system supports transfer of things like photos, mail, contacts, calendars, and tasks, drawing from publicly available APIs from Google, Microsoft, Twitter, Flickr, Instagram, Remember the Milk, and SmugMug so far. Code for the project is available on GitHub. Apple Watch, Fitbit's Charge, Charge HR, and Surge models, and Sonos's Play 3, Play 5, and Sub speakers would be subject to import duties if a new round of proposed tariffs on Chinese goods goes into effect. U.S. Customs and Border Protection considers the items data transmission machines, which is among the 6,000 types of goods listed on the next round. The tariffs are in a public comment period, and device makers can use that period to ask for their type to be dropped from the list, ask for their product to be reclassified as a different type, apply for an exclusion from the list, or replace the model with a newer model that is not subject to the tariff. Instagram launched a feature that shows a green dot on profile pictures when that person is actively using Instagram. Dots will appear in the direct inbox and friends list for friends who follow an account or people who have communicated in direct. You can turn off your green dot or the ability to see others in settings. As part of a continuing effort to combat the spread of rumors that have led to instances of violence in India and Myanmar, WhatsApp will limit the number of people you can forward a message to. The limit will be 20 worldwide, 20 people you can forward to at once, although that limit will be only 5 in India. The previous limit was more than 250. WhatsApp is also testing removal of the quick forward button in India. Attackers accessed 1.5 million patient profiles and 160,000 prescription details for Singapore's largest healthcare institution, SingHealth. Singapore's Ministry of Health believes the target of the attacks were records of Singapore's ministers, particularly Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, whose prescription details were among those accessed. The government says it was not the work of casual hackers or criminal gangs, but instead a deliberate, targeted, and well-planned cyber attack. There is no evidence that records were altered or that diagnoses, test results, or doctor's notes were accessed. Microsoft reported revenue increased 17% year over year, with net income up 35%. Office and cloud led the way, up 10%, and Microsoft's server products and cloud revenue grew 26%, driven by Azure revenue growth of 89%. Surface revenue also jumped 25% to more than $1 billion, and gaming revenue grew 39%, including a 36% growth for Xbox software and services revenue. Xbox Live active users grew to 57 million. LinkedIn revenue grows 37%, and even Windows OEM Pro revenue rose 14%, although non-Pro Windows declined 3%. Finally, search advertising revenue rose 17% on higher revenue per search and higher search volume. India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has asked WhatsApp and its partner banks for more details on how user data will be stored before allowing WhatsApp payment service to operate nationwide. India's central bank recently required payment services to store customer data on local servers. India is WhatsApp's largest market with 230 million users, 1 million of whom are using the limited beta of the payment service. Amazon has rolled out a feature called Part Finder for its iOS app based on the acquisition of PartPick back in 2016. Part Finder uses the phone's camera to identify a part, then get links in order to buy replacement parts. Users have to place the part on a white surface next to a penny and add some other identifying information like whether it's a wood screw or a Phillips head. Right now, it can recognize screws, nuts, bolt washers, and other fasteners. Finally, DARPA announced a new program called SHRIMP. It stands for Short Range Independent Micro Robotic Platforms, to develop and demonstrate multifunctional micro to milli robotic platforms for use in natural and critical disaster scenarios. SHRIMP will consist of a series of competitions performing tasks associated with maneuverability, dexterity, and manipulation. There will be one set of competitions for actuators and power sources and one for complete robots. DARPA will allocate $32 million of funding across multiple SHRIMP projects. Abstracts are due August 10th, proposals September 26th, and competitions are hoped to begin as early as March. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.